The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 96 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted December 7. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barry, 46, 13 youth under 13 years old, 16 people between 18 and 34 years old, 8 people between 35 and 44 years old, 10 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 2 people between 65 and 79 years old. 4 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 1 is outbreak-related, 5 are linked to travel, 3 are listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Clearview, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired and the rest remain under investigation. Innisfil, 7, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is outbreak related and 2 are listed as community acquired, no known link. Orillia, 5, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. All of the cases are still under investigation. Remara, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. The case is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 4, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as close contact and the other 2 are still under investigation. Severn, 8, 2 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over the age of 80. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Midland, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 of the cases are still under investigation and 1 is listed as community acquired. Issa, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. The case is listed as still under investigation. Muskoka District, 1 from Bracebridge. Included in the new cases reported today are 53 unvaccinated, 9 partially vaccinated, and 34 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 813 active cases in the region. 29 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 87 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized with COVID-19, and among them 23 were fully vaccinated. 9 were partially vaccinated and 55 were unvaccinated. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,247 cases of COVID-19 with 15,154 of those cases recovered and 280 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and nearly 78% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 4 cases. Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 11 cases. St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases. Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 3 cases. Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 3 case. M-Vale District High School, M-Vale, declared December 2, 4 cases. Stayner Collegiate Institute, Stayner, declared December 2, 2 cases. Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 2 cases, previously an outbreak from November 4 to 10. La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 4 cases. Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 2 cases. Unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 30 cases. Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 8 cases. Upter Grove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases. St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 6 cases. Tosorontio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 15 cases. ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 14 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases. Outbreaks declared over December 6. Fitness and Sports Center, Simcoe County, declared over December 6, 8 cases. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed respite hospice in Muskoka Region, declared December 6, 1 case. 2 unnamed childcare facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, both with 2 cases. Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, Orillia, declared December 1, fewer than 5 patient cases. Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, 1 staff and 1 resident case. Fitness and Sports Center, Muskoka Region, declared November 25, 1 case. Unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 6. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosorontio 259-249, 2 December 2, 2185 42-76.1% Barrie 5,605, 136,131 the 13th of December 6-3, 650,139 85.4% Bradford WG 2,405 2,298 42 December 6-5, 509,144 85.2% Clearview 181,166,5 2 December 6, 1,204 47 84.3% Collingwood 316,298 4 December 5, 1,281 49 89.3% ESA 641,604,6,1 December 6, 2,659 91 74.3% Innisfil 1,512 1,444 the 21st of December 6 3,687 64.84% Midland 266,239,6,2 December 6, 1,453 82.87.3% New Tecumseh 1,749 1,707 the 19th of December 5 4,131 4,579.9% Orillia 510,434,9,6 December 6, 1,509,160 89.7% Oro Medant 311,286,6 1 December 6, 1,333 51 83.7% Penetanguishene 260,245,8 December 4, 2,698 73 90.9% Remara 162,145,1 December 6, 1,549,105 86.3% Severn 149,111,3 1 December 6, 994 127 84.8% Springwater 414,382 2 December 6, 1931 7591% Tay 158,148,3 December 4, 1409 80.87.1% Tiny 168,161,2 December 4, 1252 37.79.4% Wasaga Beach 405 375 5 1 December 4, 1,708 85.2% tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 28. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.